Rookies are having a big play in the Elite Series this year, and first Derek Rimmitz won the Amistad event and had a great stellar year, but on top of that, Casey Ashley's kind of been under the radar, but recently just won a tournament, and also tied Derek, I see, in the point totals on the Angler of the Year race. And Casey, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the win, first of all. I mean, big win for you. You know, you looked like you had it put away and then maybe thought maybe you gave it away, but came out there and caught the fish you needed to win. So probably made you feel pretty good, I would imagine.
Yeah, that was a very big win at this point in my career. You know, being a rookie and all, I come into the season with not that high of expectations, really. I just came out to survive and to win this tournament this early in the year and to tie for the rookie race and come back in a tournament like that from 49th place, that's pretty big.
Well, you know, you've had a good year. I mean, you're talking about, you know, doing well in the Angler of the Year race, going to make the Classic, it looks like. You just got to be steady the rest of the year. But getting that win under your belt, it kind of puts you in a different category, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel a little better about your season anyway. It kind of gives you some breathing room with financials, you know, and kind of do it on your own. I mean, it's pretty tough.
Well, you've got a good parental group there, no doubt about it. Mom and Dad have been very influential in you fishing for a living and have helped you along the way. But, you know, you look at your sponsorship stuff, and we kind of kidded yesterday as we, you know, set this interview up, but we were talking about going to the bank, you know, and you take a $1,000 check in. They said, man, you're going to have to do more than this if you're going to make it, you know. And it's an idea to take to the bank this $100,000 check. That's got to be kind of fun for you. Have you taken it yet?
No, I hadn't taken it yet. I've been kind of holding off and just to make sure everybody's there so I can see all their faces when I take that $100,000 check in there.
Well, give me some pictures of that, would you? The teller that's been giving you guff there at home. I know you got some people there that kind of kid you about being a professional fisherman anyway, but it's kind of nice when you can walk in and say, now, is this better? Is this what you were looking for? I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I need a camera on my hat when I walk in just so I can catch all the faces first off.
I think that'd be good. I think we need to get that set up. Well, let's talk about, you know, you went out in pretty tough fishery. Smith Mountain is one of those places where you either caught them or you didn't. Lots of fish were seen cruising around. I know the pre-tournament talk was about, you know, seeing a lot of pretty good fish cruising around. Talk about how you set this thing up and some of the baits you used and maybe some of the equipment also.
Well, I pre-fish, you know, I seen the same fish, those monsters cruising around, but I knew that the fish up cruising around, they wasn't really cruising to go on bed. They were already spawned out at Clearwater lakes like that. A lot of fish, they suspend and roam. You can look at them all day, but they won't bite. And I just kind of blocked that out of my head and went out. I knew there would be some fish deep because there was a big shad spawn. And when you have shad spawn, fish move out on the main lake points. And they feed early, and then they back off to whatever structures on the points they can find when the sun comes up. So that's kind of what I went into. I fished docks early to try to get those cruisers on a low light condition when they may bite. And after that, I just move out to the main lake and try to find some deeper fish.
Well, you were influenced real positively. I want to make sure I mention this, is that Terry Scroggins and Boyd Duckett and a lot of guys said, just go out and catch your fish. And I think you even said Kelly Jordan came up and said something to you. You know, that fraternity out there that you guys fish, you know, you guys are competitors on the water, but really good friends off of it.
Yeah, we are really good friends. I've met a lot of people doing this. This being my first year, and man, everybody that fishes is just great people. They try to help you in any kind of way they can, but you can't ever put out of the back of your mind they're there to beat you too. But anytime you take a lead and those guys, the veterans, come up and try to calm you down and tell you what to do, give you some help, you know, as far as the mental wise, man, that's always a big thing. And yeah, all those guys are great, Kelly Jordan and Terry Scoggins, and especially Boyd Duckett. I room with Boyd, actually, so he actually had a little talk with me the night before, too.
That's, you know, that's really neat to think that a guy would do that, you know, in the competitive world of bass fishing now with the high dollars are at stake, you know, and it's nice to see that, you know, you've got those good human beings out there. You mentioned a lot of them there, but there's a lot of others that are included as well. You know, Triton boats have been very influential in your career, along with Mercury and Strand, and Costa Del Mar, I know, is very, very important to you as well, but sponsorship's still something you're trying to attain.
Right. It's tough coming out. Nobody really knows who you are in your first year, and you don't really have much to show for what you've done. And it's hard to sell yourself to somebody. You know, you don't really know all that much about it, what they want to hear, and you honestly don't have anything to show for what you've done. So a win like this, I mean, I'm hoping this helps. It's going to help me in that matter.
Well, you know, being a clean-cut kid and being, you know, being out there and doing as well as you're doing right now, you know, you look at the Wolverine, Derek Rimmitz, and you guys have kind of been set aside a little bit. You know, Jared Linder, of course, is way up there in the point totals. He's a second-year pro, but you start thinking about man, we're doing okay here. You know, we're fishing against the best in the world, and I'm doing all right. You got to feel pretty good about that.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, I come in this year just hoping to survive, and I mean, it's kind of intimidating when you show up for your first tournament and you see Kevin Van Dam, and you still want to go over and ask him for his autograph, but now you got to fish against him. So you kind of have to lay all that aside and go out and put all that aside, keep your head clear and just try to catch a fish and do what you're good at.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit briefly about your mom and dad, but, you know, it's very rare that, you know, number one, there's two parents in a household anymore, but also on top of that, that they support you like they do. They believe in you, they believe in what you're doing here, and it financially helped you as well.
Of course, yeah, I'm very fortunate for that, I'm very blessed. Mom and dad, they're my number one fan, number one support, and most of all, the biggest sponsor I have, so I'm hoping that'll change after this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the future. I mean, this is about midway point in the season. You've got a few more tournaments to get under your belt, but you set pretty well in the Angler of the Year race, and looks like you're going to make the Classic. How important is that? Is that a goal that you set beginning of the year?
To be honest with you, I come into this year just hoping to survive to make the Elite again next year. I didn't have very big, high expectations coming in this year. I mean, you don't really know what to expect coming into something like this. I mean, this is every fisherman's dream, and I'm 23 years old, and I'm here where I'm at, so kind of a surprise to me, to be honest with you.
Well, it's not a surprise to those that know you. I know you've come up through the ranks, fished BFL, Strands, the Opens, qualified, of course, to fish the Elites, and first year out of the chute, you know, you're doing so well. And, you know, it's surprising to some, I think, that the rookies are doing well, that the young guys are doing well, but not to others, because I think a lot of the seasoned pros, I talked to Larry Nixon recently, and he said the advantage they have is unbelievable, not only from the strength and conditioning and some of those kind of standpoints, but the amount of knowledge that you can get very quickly. And I'm sure, you know, you're one of those guys that's just like a big sponge.
Right, yeah. You keep your ears open when you're around the veterans. So. And, of course, you've read Bassmaster Magazine, all our lives, and you watch them on TV, so you get tips and helpful things from them by doing that also. The only thing is you just have to go out and put it to use.
Well, and that's the practical nature of what you're doing there, I think, is probably a differentiator. You know, the mental aspect, as you mentioned, it can be so detrimental to some. I mean, some people get so screwed up by who they're fishing against, they forget they're really fishing against the fish, don't you think?
Yeah, that's another big thing. That kind of happened to me on our first tournament at Amistad. It's kind of overwhelming when you get out there, and you kind of forget where you're at and what you're doing, but you have to pull yourself together and get on with it.
All right, now that you've got this win under your belt and you're sitting here and you're saying, hey, man, I can do this, what does that do? Do you think that helps you grow further and be able to be more confident?
Or it does. It gives you big confidence in yourself just to know that you can go out there and win and compete, for that matter, with the guys. And there's a lot of fishing left. There can be a lot changed in the points, but I'm hoping I'm going to be there. I'm going to try to catch my fish just like everybody else.
Well, you know, what's been kind of neat to see is that you thought the last day, if you didn't have 10 pounds, you probably wouldn't win, and you came in a little bit under that and still won the thing. And, you know, it's kind of funny how things work out, and it's really neat to see that smile on your face that I saw in the photos at the weigh-in stage. Those were genuine, weren't they?
Those were genuine. Yes, sir. I had no idea with four fish that I would win. I mean, I knew those guys were going to catch them. I didn't know they were going to catch them like they did. Terry Scroggins kind of gave me a scare, but it all worked out. I lost my fifth fish actually on the fourth day, and I was thinking that was going to come back to haunt me, and I was worried and nervous, but it all worked out like it was supposed to.
Well, I know you talked about Boyd Duckett being a friend on the tour, but Terry Scroggins has been influential as well. He told you to get out after it and do the job, and boy golly, you're doing it pretty well right now, it seemed to me.
Yeah, he was. He helped me out. I met Terry actually 3 years ago. He came over and helped at Lake Toho. I had a BFL regional. And I was kind of kidding around with him and said, you think I could ever make it on the Elite Tour? And he kind of had a few things to say about that at the weigh-in also. So he kind of gathered a friendship over the years.
It's great to see all the great things that are happening for you, Casey. You know, not a bad word that I've ever heard about you. You're a very humble young man, and you're a testimony to going out there and sticking to your guns. And I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, I appreciate it, Terry.
Well, go out there and catch them. I'll be looking for your name in the top 12, I guess I should say, and I'll keep looking for you and continue doing what you're doing because you're doing it well.
Well, I appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.